the bitch of living.
Living in your head.
In your head. It's the bitch.
Hello, WRPR News. This is Katie.
And this is Megan.
And today we're sitting down with Kat Miller. We're talking to Kat Miller because she is directing the upcoming Ramapo musical, Spring Awakening. But not only is she directing this, she's assistant directing of Mice and Men on Broadway with James Franco, Chris O'Dowd, and Leighton Meester. Today, we're doing an on-the-scene interview.
While the cast and crew is downstairs rehearsing in the Sharp Theater, Katie and I are upstairs in their cold rehearsal space, full of hardwood floors, mirrors, and a piano. We are patiently waiting Kat, who took what little time she does have, to sit down with us and have a quick bite.
So just a little bit, that you said that you were directing, or assistant directing of Mice and Men. Mm-hmm. Do you have any other Broadway credits or any cool things like that?
I do. I assistant directed Motherfucker with the Hat on Broadway. And I recently assisted on Domesticated at Lincoln Center. I mean, I've done a ton of stuff, both assisting and directing. Most of my directing credits are new plays with sort of young playwrights in New York, things that are less, you know, you will have heard of less, probably. But I worked as a directing resident at Playwrights Horizons, actually, for a year.
Cool.
Yeah, I've worked sort of all over, and then in Chicago I've assisted at Steppenwolf, and I've...
Have you really? That's really cool. So how did you get involved with Ramapo?
I used to work at a theater called The Lark. Mm-hmm. In Manhattan, and when I worked there, Jason Hughes is married to this wonderful woman who now owns a bakery, but at the time, she also worked for the Lark Theater. We became friendly and stayed friends. I left New York to go to graduate school in Chicago for 3 years, and when I came back, I was like, okay, I'm really looking for directing jobs. I want to get involved with some local colleges because I really enjoy teaching and I really enjoy directing, and I want to just sort of make an entree into that world. And she was like, well, you know, Jason is the technical director at a college. So through Jason, I got an introduction to Rachel Budin here in the theater department.
So why the musical Spring Awakening?
My sense is, I mean, it's a really perfect musical for this age group, both thematically and sort of in terms of roles. So I think that that's probably what, and you know, I feel like every college is doing it right now. It's really funny, actually. It's become a thing with my grad school. There's only three of us in my grad school class, but all three of us will now have directed Spring Awakening since we finished, with college students since we finished graduate school. So I think this is like the trajectory.
It's what's
that's
in
really
right now.
Funny.
Yeah.
Because I know when you talk to theater people, it's like everybody's done Joseph, everybody's done Godspell, and now it's like everybody's done
Everyone's
Spring Awakening.
Doing Spring Awakening, yeah. But I mean, it makes sense. It's like that's, I mean, I feel like that's true in the theater world, you know, the larger professional theater world as well. Like, yeah. And it's because something is speaking to the moment, you know, and that's a nice thing.
Say about the show or about the experience or anything that you really want to drive home?
People should come see it. Enjoy all the work that we've done.
When do you open?
We open April 11th.
Mm-hmm.
God, I think we run for 2 weeks. I should know that. I really should know that more than I do. But I think it's going to be, it is the kind of show that like requires an audience. Like so much of the singing is mm-hmm. out.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So much of the conversation is with the audience. And so I'm excited for that piece.
That interaction.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you
yes.
so much.
Next, we decide to go downstairs to see if we could speak with some of the cast and crew about what it's like to work with Kat.
And there was an angel who could hear me through the wall as I cried out like in Latin, this is so not life at all. Help me out of this nightmare. Then I heard her silver call. She said, just give it time, kid. I come to one and all.
Hi, my name is Jess Gauker.
And what do you do for Spring Awakening?
I'm the stage manager.
So what's it like working with Kat?
Working with Kat is great. It's great to work with a professional director who has really high expectations for us.
Anything else you want to add about the production or what it's like working on it?
No, it's great to work on a musical because there's a lot of elements coming together. We're at the point in the process where we're putting everything together and going to see all the music and the dance together, so it's really cool.
All right, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Hi.
What is your name?
My name is Nick D'Ambrosia.
Okay, and what is your affiliation with Spring Awakening?
I play the adult man in Spring Awakening.
What has it been like working with Kat?
Working with Kat is phenomenal. It's one of the best experiences I've ever had working with a director because she's so professional and experienced and treats you like she would treat anybody she would work with in the professional world. And she's just so collaborative, and especially working on a musical, you have to be, because you're working with the choreographer, the musical director, and you're also playing off the ideas the actor has. And especially for me, that's great, considering I play, technically, I think it's like 9 different people. So being able to have moments where I can say, all right, Kat, let me talk to you about this, and we'll bounce ideas off each other about what we think the character would do, and then we just run with it. It's great.
That's awesome. I was going to say, you're doing theater here at college. Do you have any advice for any other kids who might want to do?
Do it. Just do it. Go out and do it. I wasn't going to, and then I did my first semester because I just said, what the hell, why not give it a shot? And I did not think I'd get anything. Then it turns out, second semester in my main stage, coming off of having done a ton of stuff in high school and in the community while I was in high school, the thought of just dropping it and not doing it anymore would be crazy, even though that's what I almost did.
Wow. Well, thank you for sitting down with us.
Of course, anytime.
That wraps up our show for tonight. This is Katie.
And this is Megan.
For WRPR News. Good night, folks. Thanks for joining us.
Just a bitch of living and knowing this is it. God, is this it? This can't be it. Oh God, what a bitch.